Welcome back to Girls Room. I need to come up with a different little intro because we are no longer unpacking HBO's Girls.
Yeah, maybe we can come up with something really like cunty and stunty, much like Gossip Girl herself.
Exactly. We need to do, it's too early in the morning for me to freestyle, for me to spitball. Listener, it is. I mean, you know what? It's not even that early my time, which
It's
is
okay. Well,
better.
it's pretty early my time. This is either way you slice it, though. This is the earliest we've ever recorded a podcast. It is 7:45 slash 8:45 Eastern.
I'm so pathetic that people are gonna hear that and say, "All right, girl, like it's 8:45." But
I
for
know, but
me, I'm
like,
like 8:45. I haven't washed my face yet.
oh, I haven't either. I mean, I actually look pretty fine.
You look good. You look face washed. I'm just
45
I
in the
drank
morning.
last night, so I'm a little
Oh, see, I've been
anxious.
watching Traders US, which
Its own
is
kind of drinking.
yes. And I told the listeners we were going to have a special bonus episode on it while you were out on vacation, but our guest who was coming on had a work emergency and couldn't come. But we will be trying to reschedule that, and we'll just drop it as a weekday bonus episode because this show is so good if people are not watching it. But
I am not watching it.
oh, it's so good. It's
Keep saying
so
that.
good. I mean, the whole show is really good, but like it's worth it for Phaedra Parks alone, I would say. Like
People also say that.
she has never been this captivating on television. And that's saying a lot because she is one of my all-time favorite housewives. Like the incredible crux of Atlanta for so many years. And I think the show really started going downhill once she deservedly got fired. But
Yeah. I mean, I will give it a shot. I don't know. Okay, I started watching one episode and I don't know. Couldn't get through it.
if you can't start with season one is pretty bad. Season
Okay.
two is much better just because they cast all reality TV people. So it's much better in that respect. Like they have a lot of it's a lot of Housewives people, but like I don't know if you're a Survivor Big Brother person. I'm like a
Survivor-ish
survivor,
sometimes,
yeah, I'm
okay.
Survivor-ish, but not Big Brother. But they have a lot of like legendary figures from that. And it's all good. It's quite good. So
Okay, maybe I need to change my tune and watch some Traders.
it's perfect, like on in the background TV, because what they do these challenges every episode that you simply do not have to pay attention to until the last
Perfect.
like minute. This season, they felt a little bit more like integral to the action. And some of them are like funny and like you're having some of our brightest comedic minds, like Phaedra Parks, competing in them. So like
Okay.
it's a little bit more watchable in that respect, but you can absolutely be doing like truly whatever else in your life and not have to give your
Folding
full
laundry.
attention. Yeah. This show
Okay.
only really rewards fully paying attention for like 7 minutes out of an hour,
Oh,
which is pretty
wow.
nice.
Interesting. See, that's why maybe that was my problem because I watched it with the intention of paying attention. Like I put it on in bed. I was like, okay, this will be my going to bed show. And then I was like, I'll just go to bed, actually. I don't.
No, what I do is I watch it while either live texting it in my group chat of
Sure. I
watchers.
showed a live text. That's always
Yeah.
fun.
Or like last night I was reading updates about the NBA trade deadline. So
You care about that?
yeah, I care about
I
that.
didn't know you're an NBA follower.
Hoop dreams. Yeah, I'm a
Okay.
man of many talents. So Bill Simmons,
Yeah.
if you're listening, our corporate sisters over at the Ringer, please hire me
Yeah.
for a queer perspective on the basketball
Honestly,
offensive today.
that would sell.
I would say I know my brother would be like absolutely thrilled about that. He's like the one audience member for that, but
I'd listen.
oh, thank you. Should we get
Just
into
put it in
the
terms I can understand, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of my basketball commentary could pro do you know who Stephen A. Smith is?
I know the name.
Oh, he's like this. I mean, he's like a straight guy, but he like really queens out about basketball. That's only like,
That's fun.
yeah, but he's like so outsized, like a real master of figurative language in a way that most modern sportscasters simply are not. And I feel like I would be biting his whole thing because he just is such a, he is such a wordsmith.
Okay. Well, looks like he's got some competition.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I would love that.
Girls basketball hour in our revamp.
Think we could, I mean, it's not outlandish. Like,
No,
people
it's
love
not out
those
of the
basketball
question.
podcasts. I think Kat Marnell has a basketball podcast.
I would honestly, I should get into basketball. That could be a thing for me.
I feel like basketball and tennis are kind of like the hot girl commentary sports right now. And I am crazily a lifelong fan of both of those, so it is validating to see like everyone coming out of the woodwork all of a
Community.
sudden to be like, "Ooh, Wimbledon's coming up," so that's nice. But
Yeah, I'm interested. I went to a Knicks game with Gabe not long ago, and it was really fun.
yeah,
I
it
love
seems
basketball
fun,
because
and the
it's very
Knicks are good
easy to
this year
watch,
too.
you know? But
Yeah, the Knicks are good this year too.
yeah, they won the game. I don't like football because it's, oh my God, Super Bowl's this weekend. See, I don't like football. Love the Super Bowl. And I just find it hard to understand the downs,
Yeah.
that part I don't like, what?
There's a little less forward, like basketball and tennis, let's say,
Just
are both a game of like back and forth. Like it's constant, like side to side motion. Football is so slow. I do like watching it on big
Oh.
game occasions like the Super Bowl, but as a casual viewer, it does not compel me the same way.
Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
These are two of my least favorite teams in the NFL. So I'm not, I am rooting for,
You have to choose.
I think I would rather like the, I think the 49ers, because I have a lot of 49ers fans in my life. I would like to see a quarterback who is literally picked last out of 262 people in the NFL draft become a Super Bowl MVP champion. And I'm just tired of the Chiefs winning everything. I like
Yeah.
Travis Kelce. I'm really tired of that industrial complex. There's
Honestly,
something about the wife culture at the Chiefs that is sinister to me.
it's
And
yes, I
that's
totally agree. And it might be, sure. Would it be fun to see Taylor Swift storm the field? Sure. Would it be fun to see her happy with all her girlfriends? Sure. You know what else could be fun? To see her sad.
Yeah.
Not in
Yeah.
like a mean way, but like in an interesting character study way.
You heard it here first, folks, from Girls Room. Let's humble a woman this Super
Let's
Bowl
humble
Sunday.
her. Like he doesn't need to win.
He
I
definitely
want to.
doesn't need to win. They've won like I think 3 times in the past 5 years.
They played in 2020, the 49ers and the Chiefs. That was
Yeah.
the last Super Bowl
Pre-COVID.
matchup. So it's a replay. What are they called?
Yeah.
Rematch.
It was also an election year. They had
Wow.
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at that halftime show,
That
which
was a
was
really good
really
one.
good. Usher's gonna be good too.
Oh,
I
I'm
love
so
Usher.
excited.
I feel
Oh,
like
what do you
kids
think?
don't know Usher,
Now that I
which
do.
is
Do kids
disrespectful.
watch the Super Bowl? I guess.
Yes, everyone watches the Super Bowl. It's like the one like mass
The
culture
one
event left.
monoculture.
Yeah.
What do you think the first song is gonna be for Usher? Wait, don't say it. We'll say it on the count of three, but don't.
Wait, I have to think for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
I love playing this game.
Okay. I don't like this answer, but I think I know what it is. Okay.
Okay. One,
One,
two.
two, three.
Yeah.
OMG.
Oh.
Okay. I hope it's yeah. I hope it's yeah. I hope
Oh
it's
my
yeah.
God.
I just, that,
No.
doesn't
It
that
can't
seem
be.
like a like opening blast, like kind of
Okay.
thing?
No, because how does he maybe because
It's
now
like pure blackness on the field. There are like dancers with little light fingers, and then you hear, oh my God. And like, and then two more blasts, and then he pops up, and then the oh start, and then he goes into like, yeah, or hopefully like Lil Freak or something. He won't do Lil Freak at the Super Bowl, but that's my favorite Usher song.
I could also hear the fog comes onto the field, it goes, "Oh my God,
Oh
this is
yeah.
almost like the beat rock," right?
That would be, and look, I don't like Oh My God, but like, that
No.
would be so good.
Nothing.
Don't we heard that to death when we were like freshmen in high
Yeah,
school?
that I have a vivid memory of being
Yeah.
unhappy and hearing that song.
The
But
Will I Am
I
Industrial Complex was a tough one.
see, but that's the thing. Wouldn't he bring out Will.i.am for
Yeah,
that?
he's definitely gonna
So,
bring
and you
out Will I
can't do that
Am.
for the first song. You can't have
Oh,
your little
true.
so, oh wait, but wouldn't he bring out someone for Yeah too? Who is on
Lil
Yeah?
or Ludacris and Lil
Okay,
Jon.
so maybe that's wrong.
Oh, if he brings out both of those, I would die. He better
Me
just bring
too.
out,
Me
like, if he's gonna do Love in This Club, he can bring out Jeezy. I mean, he has a lot of hits, so.
What's another good one? I
My
love.
Boo. My
Okay.
Boo
No,
with
you can't
Alicia
start with my
Keys. I know,
boo.
but he could, he's gonna bring out Alicia Keys for sure. And she's gonna be on like a piano that looks like a lightsaber or something.
Yes. I do feel like I can hear boop, 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 like blackness. That's how it starts. And
Yeah.
then everyone goes wrong.
What if there's a marching band for that? We're
That's
like,
it. Yep.
please. I like, especially because this year, to celebrate the like 25th anniversary of that one episode of SpongeBob, they are doing a CGI recreation of that. You know, remember that episode where they go to the
Of
bubble
course.
bowl? Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
that was the main
They're doing
episode.
that again this year
At the Super Bowl?
at the Super Bowl. I
Whoa.
think maybe for the Nickelodeon broadcast and not the large version, but like,
It's broadcast on Nickelodeon?
yeah, it's simulcast on a lot of, they have like kids callers now.
Huh.
Yeah. Media's
Okay.
media works in ways that you could never even describe to like the average individual. It's so crazy what they do.
Okay, before we get into tiny furniture, which is the issue at hand, what do you think Escher's going to end with?
I would like to think that he would do Love in This Club as his closer and preach like a message of radical unity.
Okay.
I went to Madonna last week and she had a dream ballet in the middle of the show
A
where
dream
that was very
ballet.
clearly about the conflict in the Middle East that ended in an orgy of radical love and tolerance. And I
Oh
would
God.
love to have a similar message at the end of Love in This Club at
You
the
don't
Super
think
Bowl.
he's gonna be like, "I wanna make ceasefire in this club."
I would be so fucking happy if he did that. Like, that would make my year.
I mean,
Could you imagine?
ushers for
He will usher in a new era of peace.
He will usher in a new era of
Hopefully.
peace.
And I mean, realistically, I think he's gonna close with like DJ Got Us Falling in Love Again or something.
He could also start with that. That's a good opener too.
That would be a good opener. He's got a lot of range
He's
between
got a lot of
like,
range.
yeah.
Do 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 do. Usher, usher. Do you hear
Usher.
that?
Yeah, it has to
Yeah, and
start with
then
Usher,
he
Usher.
lifts from
Yeah,
the
man.
yeah.
David Guetta could come out too. Especially because
God damn.
Tiësto, who was supposed to be the in-house Super Bowl DJ this year for the first time ever, had to drop out due to a family emergency, which is
Oh,
sad. But
sad.
sending prayers to Tiësto.
Yeah, honestly. But
Okay, we
I
have
do feel like
25.
it's
Oh,
oh God
go
damn
on.
it. We gotta get
Yeah, we
into
have
it.
25 minutes to talk about tiny furniture. Okay, which also,
I
we
sure
are
need this
talking
moment.
about
That's
tiny
all.
furniture today.
What? Oh yeah,
Wait,
we're talking about.
what?
Sorry. I
What
was
did
just
you
gonna say
just.
Usher. Usher needs his own moment. Like, I don't think he needs to bring out all the stars.
No, he should just perform on like a black box in the middle of the field, like
Yeah, very
experimental theater
stark
style.
performance.
Yeah. Oh my
Okay, we need
God.
to talk about
Okay.
tiny furniture.
So people have been clamoring for this episode for a long time, and we are finally going to give it to you, even though we did spend the first like 15 minutes of this talking about the Super Bowl, which no one wanted, but
Everyone wanted
everyone
it,
wanted it. It's
I
mass
heard.
culture. You all want it, you little pigs. But we
Point
finally
blank.
watched Tiny Furniture for this podcast. I had never seen it.
You'd never seen it?
I had never seen it. You've seen it though, right?
Yeah, I didn't
Okay.
realize that.
Yeah, this was a first time watch for me.
It's so good.
Do you wanna maybe take like a minute and a half to recap, just run down the general plot of this?
Sure.
Such as
So,
there's a plot.
yeah. Do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
You should do it. You should do it.
Oh, okay. This is gonna be rough. Lena plays Aura, who is this kind of useless, frumpy post grad who wants to be an artist. She makes videos. This is very YouTube era. And she comes home from college. She went to an art school. She is living with her mom and her sister, both of which not like just kind of have a weird relationship with Aura. How am I doing?
You're doing great. You're doing great.
And Aura, Hannah, Lena is they're in New York and she's just kind of fumbling around. She's unemployed. Her mom says she needs to get a job. She has a bunch of misadventures. Alex Karpovsky is a love interest for a minute, stays in her house. And Jessa, Jemima Kirk plays Jessa, basically. I think we should just go through it. Like
Okay.
this is it's just misadventures of Lena Dunham.
Yeah,
That's what it is.
it's a loose plot, basically. Like
Yeah.
I
I'm
like
so
all
sorry
of
for
the
people who had to listen to me do that
no
right
no
now.
no no this that was a great summary, because this really is, I think, like recapping this straight up is not a really great exercise almost, because this is of a piece with all these mumblecore movies from like 2006 to 2013 that are all like made for $2, like have a very like kind of Shaggy Dog plot. This feels a little bit more like neater narratively, in a way that you can see why she was the one that was selected out of this group for like mass success by Judd Apatow, like, and not. Well, I mean, the Duplass brothers, Greta Gerwig, like all these people from this, the Safdie brothers were also in this for a little bit too. Like, they all went on to great success, but you can see why she's the one who got the TV show. Because this, as like a work of like a singular creator, is so like defined out the gate. And it's crazy that she did this when she was 22.
Yeah. Oh
Crazy.
my God. I mean, my initial thought in the opening sequence, just seeing a young faced long-haired Lena Dunham is how lucky she is to have parents who believe in her. You know,
Yep.
like she was really pushed to express herself through film.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad she was.
Because she has such a strong directorial eye too. Like, you could see that in episodes of the show that she directed. They were all, I think, like some of the ones that like Judd Apatow himself would do on Girls were a little like tricksy with the camera movement. She's very good at like static compositional shots that contain a lot. Like, that scene where, so she, another running little plot line, such as there is one in this movie, is her flirtation with this fedora wearing schmuck who works a clandestine
Oh
with
my
her.
God. The
It's so crazy she
clandestino
works a
set.
clandestine.
Yeah, for those who don't know, God bless you. And clandestino is this kind of like basic bar in Dime Square that annoying people go to.
Yeah.
That's too harsh. I've been there. It's nice. It's fine. But you
It's
know, it's
just,
kind of
I
it's a
think like
haunt for
everything with Dime Square right now is a little like,
tired.
let's move on. But it was funny to see her like this, that guy's mustache was so offensive to me too. Like, it looked like a ski slope.
Oh God. Yeah, she strikes up a flirtationship with him. She's like asking him about what kind of porn he watches. I don't know. It's so
He
very like
says tentacle rape with
yeah.
like little like oogie boogie fingers. I was like, ugh,
Yeah,
awful.
really, really gross kind of guy. But let's see. I feel like the listener must know that Drew made the initial doc for this
Okay.
episode, and
Yeah.
I opened it up and I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't realize, but Drew had used ChatGPT to run through the movie.
Yeah. So I like, look, we both have like real jobs, okay?
I'm
And
not giving you shit at all.
I know, but like I the j listener, I already got like in a little bit of hot water earlier this week online for questioning whether AI is 100% a tool for ill use. I do believe that ChatGPT is an intellectually dishonest thing to use for something like this, and I apologize, but
No,
I
it's just
used it
for
as a loose
notes.
sketch outline because I watched this while I was doing work and couldn't take like full notes.
It's
But then didn't
just
have the
funny to.
time. It's so funny. Can you read what you
Okay.
highlighted?
Yes. Aura's younger sister, Nadine, contrasts sharply with Aura. She's ambitious, driven, and seemingly has her life together, which only serves to highlight Aura's own feelings of inadequacy.
Okay,
I
that's
was
not like
like,
100% false, but
interesting.
like,
Yeah. I mean,
imagine me taking notes like that.
that
Ugh.
something had to have been up. I was like, okay, so either he's treating this way more seriously in a different way, than
Yeah.
previous episodes. Seriously, as in like not, you know what I
It's a
mean.
movie rather than TV,
Yeah,
which
I was like,
requires a
okay.
greater depth of critical analysis.
Yeah, either that or he's copy pasting from articles and recaps, which would also be
No, I mean, the
never an annoying
Wikipedia
use should I
summary for
trust
this is much
ChatGPT.
better than what I have down on the page right here. I was trying to incorporate some quotes, but that didn't really work either.
We
I
have a
did.
few quotes here.
We do. It's
I
so
put a
great.
I loved
Yeah.
some we see a lot of girlsian themes throughout, like the financial precarity, the cast of unlikely boyfriends who end up being total schmucks.
Yeah.
She, toward the beginning of the movie, it's revealed that she was like just broken up with. She says, "The guy I thought I was going to marry moved to Colorado. Cut me some slack."
Yeah,
And
and
later
at
revealed,
later he's building shrines for his family
yeah,
in
he said he had
Colorado.
to. Right, he had to build a shrine to his ancestors out of a dying tree.
Oh my God.
And then Alex Karpovsky, who's the main, like the most prominent love interest, I guess, other than sh the chef
Yeah.
throughout the movie. She meets him at a party, and she basically, in true Hannah fashion, is like, "Oh well, my mom's out of town for a bit. Why don't you stay with me in that house?" And he just completely makes himself way too comfortable. He like sleeps in Aura's mom's bed, shirtless, reading Woody Allen. There are just so many. He's like, "Oh, there's a bit of a draft in here." Just such an asshole. But something we that needs. I'm trying to look for where I wrote it down. The kind of YouTube videos that he makes. I love that everyone's like a video artist.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very like YouTube Tumblr era movie because Hannah's mom, who's played by her real life mom, Lori Simmons, it must be said, specializes in these hyper curated dioramas with tiny furniture that are clearly being photographed for gallery usage, but that is essentially like Tumblr era. I feel like tiny furniture itself was so Tumblr.
Okay, I found my note. I don't know if I wrote it in our joint doc, but he makes quote unquote Nietzschean cowboy and quote unquote skeptical gynecologist videos on
Yeah.
YouTube. And
And
he's
Jemima Kirk later says, "Oh, I hate what you do."
Yeah, because it's too DIY.
Yeah.
So
So
funny.
funny. I have to say, Jemima Kirk runs away with this movie. Like, she's doing a character that is very clearly the rough outline for what Jessa will become, with a lot
For
more
sure.
sadness than what the Jessa character becomes, but like she starts this movie as a quote recovering addict who only drinks kombucha and red wine, and then throughout the rest of the movie
Oh
will
my
be
God.
drinking and taking a lot more substances.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's what I really loved about this movie, that it was really just a rough sketch of like it was pre-Jessa and pre-Hannah. There was just a few lines between them that felt so
Oh
girls.
yeah. I need to find the one I tweeted yesterday because I thought this was such a funny line, and also so I think also like ref millennial reference humor has always been a big thing ever since like I think Family Guy was very formative for a lot of people, just like
Oh yeah.
throwing a bunch of cultural references at the wall. But this one was so well done.
What one?
It okay. If you're lonely or something, we can take an Ambien and watch Picnic at Hanging Rock or Kris Jenner or something.
Yes. Yes,
Perfect.
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Or Kris Jenner. Perfect.
Yeah. At one point, another very girlsy Jessa line. No one's financially independent until they're like at least 25 or even 30.
Yeah.
That's what Jessa, or I don't know her character, Charlotte, I guess.
Charlotte. Yeah.
That's what she says to Aura at a certain point. She's like, you don't need to get a job. And then she
And
does, and she's the sad, sad paycheck for $175 that Hannah or
oh,
whatever Aura gets.
it's
Honestly,
so
it's just
bad.
easier to refer to them as Hannah and Jessa
It
at this point.
is because this is
Sorry.
really like a full-length girls episode in a lot of
Yes.
ways, like written 2 years before.
I
But
also, sorry, go ahead.
yeah, there's such a one-to-one between these characters. Even like Jed is a lot more like Alex Karpovsky's character in this is a lot more of a like poseur than Ray is for
Yeah, he's not
sure.
totally Ray,
But there's
except for
some
the
Ray through
shirtless reading
lines.
Woody Allen.
Yeah.
But I do two things. One, the costumes in this movie are amazing. Like,
Amazing.
we really have the Hannah doing the Pooh Bear thing that she loves to do, like just kind of too short and too tight bedtime shirt with no pants. Just
Yeah.
hilarious. She's constantly walking around the house without pants, which, like, totally fair. I do the same thing, but it's also just, she's just always slightly inappropriate for where she is, you know? Like, even when
Yeah.
she goes to that gallery thing, Jessa, I'm just calling her Jessa. Jessa puts one of Hannah's videos in a small gallery show. We'll talk about that in a little, but and Jessa dresses her and puts her in this like wrong shade of red lipstick and dark eyeliner and this kind of purple kimono thing, and she just looks
Yeah.
so not right in this perfect way.
And she's already in very long hair, which was that was the biggest shock of the movie to me. Like
Yes.
seeing the not Hannah Bob is was
It's
a
funny
fright.
how haircuts do that. Like
Yeah.
she really is suits, like a bob suits her.
Yeah. She
The
looks
long hair
great
doesn't
with
make
short
sense.
hair.
Yeah.
I loved Jessa's like array of formal hoodies. Like she was
Oh my
always in some sort
God.
of like hooded like dress or hooded shawl, like in a like a metallic like pleather. Incredible. It was so, I mean, it's so 2010. Like,
It is. Oh
yeah.
my God. It's so crust punk.
Oh my
No,
God.
not crust
Yeah.
punk. What's the
Like
other thing people
not
say?
steam, but it was like kind of like mermaid core or whatever.
Yeah, maybe
Yeah.
that.
I could see like remember that artist Dev who sings like Dancing in the Dark? Like
Yes.
that was
Oh
a
my
she was dressed
God.
like Dev.
She was dressed like Dev. That's so true. Oh, that's
I don't know how
hilarious.
I hope Dev is well because I
I
like that
hope Deb
song a
as
lot.
well. We should have her on.
The other thing that like you can really see is a prototype for what Girls was gonna end up being was the bad sex. Like the scene in the pipe in which Hannah has unprotected sex with the guy she works with at Clandestino.
Oh God, that was
It
awful.
was so awful. Like probably would have been up there with like the awful sex in Girls. Just completely like so functional, so like pleasureless, so quick, just like a consummation of like a relationship that was barely there to begin with.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and it's coordinated. I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah,
I guess I was just
yeah.
thinking intimacy coordinator, but it
It was,
was
there's no
staged.
intimacy
And
coordinator.
exactly, it was coordinated, staged, whatever, shot, directed in such a girl's way, in
Yeah.
such a perfectly awkward kind of, I don't know, like you said, pleasureless, transactional.
Yeah. Like it just it's two people who are attracted to each other but are just like using each other for something. And Lena Dunham is the foremost chronicler of how those encounters are not these like sexy, steamy one night stands. Most of the
Yes.
time, they're like totally horrible. And this was
Totally.
definitely
Like
totally horrible.
Alex Karpovsky staying at Lena's house. I'm sorry. We're just
Oh,
fucking with the names, but
yeah. But you know
like
who we're
that.
talking about.
Yes, but that is like the least sexy. Something that like could have
But they don't
maybe
even hook
could have
up.
been. Exactly. At one point, Lena's mom comes home and she's just like gets angry because like they drank all her wine and the place is a wreck, blah blah blah, and she says, "You're not even having sex with this person," which is exactly saying the quiet part out loud, like, exactly, why are you
Yeah.
letting this guy use you? There's a lot of parallels to that horrible scrapyard sex scene. Like, why are you letting this person use you? You're not getting anything out of it, really.
Yeah. But it this movie is so good at capturing like how 22 makes you feel like you are an overgrown child in a lot of ways. Like you're forming an adult identity just because you feel like you have to, which like you should. But then you're all like, well, you people live at home or like are still super, super, super close with their families. And like, there is this kind of arrested adolescence in that stage. Like, I thought the scenes with the mom were maybe the. I thought they were a little simplistic, except for the end, in a way
Yeah, no, I
that
agree.
the Becky Ann Baker character would get a lot more fleshed out in the show. Like,
Totally.
when Hannah throws the tantrum when her mom comes home and finds that like they've drank all of her wine and eaten all of her frozen meals, which very 22, she that I thought was a little like cartoonishly
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There were some
But
cartoonish tantrums,
yeah, but
though.
it was still funny. All is
Totally.
funny.
Yeah. I really love this movie.
Yeah.
Trying to think if there are any like moments we didn't shout out. Like Nadine, the sister, is having a house party at one point. And Jessa's like giving a minor a lap dance, which I found
Yeah, that was bad. So funny.
but so that character,
Yeah, and
Charlotte,
Jessa, as
Jessa
she keeps saying
Pastorino.
that these teens are out of control.
I know.
So funny. This is a funny movie in a way. Like comedies, make comedies funny again, because this
I
is so fucking
know.
funny.
Funny and
Oh my God.
uncomfortable. I really great movie.
We also, the other thread that I thought was nice was Hannah's college best friend, played by the fabulous character actor Merritt Weaver. The like clinging on to an inside joke whenever they like answer the phone with like how you doing, how you doing. I was like, that is so realistic of like people who do not live in the same place anymore but are trying to like cling to like this special form of intimacy that is just inevitably gonna kind of fall away a little bit
Completely.
unless you are back in the same city. Like
Yeah,
that
and
really hit.
we see that unravel when Hannah's at her gallery
Yeah.
thing. It's like stupid, nobody's there. Like, it's just like a stupid little gallery thing. And the ex-best friend shows up and she's like, "Well, you don't like answer your phone anymore." And it's a totally awkward scene where ex-best friend kind of is just like, okay, well, like basically begs her to follow her, like, let's get out of here. Can we actually talk about this? And Hannah, of course, doesn't, and she just
Yeah.
leaves
She leaves to go get
to go.
plowed in a metal pipe.
Yeah.
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 Damn.
Damn.
Life. I almost
Life
said
comes at
life
you
finds a
fast.
way. Okay, yeah, that what you said is better. Okay.
Both, I guess.
Okay, so we have 5 minutes to wrap this up because unfortunately we are on the tightest of deadlines today, but any final thoughts about this movie?
I like it as much as I did when I first watched it. It's a really good, like, sketch of girls, I thought.
Yeah. I agree. I
It
agree.
got like pretty favorable reviews at the time.
Oh yeah, I read a bunch of reviews from like Roger Ebert and a few other people. Like Lena Dunham was universally hailed as a like an indie it girl right off the bat from this. And like the there was a little bit of like Nepo baby discourse, but for the most part, I mean she was. This movie really s stands alone as a great work of art that obviously has like some clear ties to what Girls does. And I think works really well as a companion piece. But I think you would enjoy Tiny Furniture as a standalone movie without having seen Girls and vice versa.
100% agree.
I'm trying to think if I. Oh, and also, I do want to shout out Lena Dunham's sibling, Cyrus Grace Dunham, is a very good actor in this. And also, when they play the barista at the hipster coffee shop and Girls, very, very funny, funny actor.
Oh my God. I forget that's a real relationship there, a real siblingship.
Well, they don't. They also shot that movie in Lena's childhood home.
Really?
Yes, that the
Wow.
whole movie, it's with the siblings in the actual home itself. And it the running through line where her mom is like, it's in the white cabinet and the whole room is just white cabinets.
That's
That felt like a very like real lived in
yes, exactly.
relationship.
Oh my God,
Great
hilarious.
apartment though.
Oh yeah, holy shit, what a
And
life.
Jessel Tonks, Tribeca, no less.
Absolutely.
Okay, well we do have to wrap up. I'm sorry I'm like pushing this along at the end
No,
here,
I
but
think we did our job.
yeah, we definitely
We
did
did
our
our job.
job and like this movie is available to rent for $3.99 on Apple TV, so I would
Worth every
recommend go
penny.
doing it. Thank you again. Well, I would love to cover Sharpstick and Catherine Called Birdie at some point on this
We
podcast
totally
too.
will. Maybe between seasons, like,
Oh yeah, that would be fun.
get back to our bread and butter. There's also Lena Dunham's, like, isn't there a series coming out soon?
Yeah, there's the Meg Stalter show's coming out.
Yeah, we'll have to do something around that.
Someone DM'd me a few weeks ago and was like, "Are you guys going to talk about camping?"
Oh my
In
God,
short,
camping.
no.
No,
What you
certainly
will
not. But
do, we will. You will have to pay us like on
yes,
Patreon or
that's for
subscriptions or something to
the
cover camping because like I have seen a little bit of that show and found it so. Just like really mean-spirited and clunky in a way that like
Clunky
she's
for
not usually.
sure.
So I would really rather not cover that.
Yeah, I mean, but it like if you guys want to start a GoFundMe, like
Oh, I mean if you pay us, I'll clap like a seal on air for people. So like it's
I'm not gonna do it out of the goodness of my heart and the love
no.
of the craft, though.
Yeah, it's not like hate watch. I don't believe in hate watching as like a concept. Like I
Really?
think
I
like
certainly do, but not in that way.
I don't know if you're not like genuinely like at least having fun with what you're watching, I just don't think it's like a fun like I can't get into that.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so two is there anything else we should share at the end here? We will be starting our Gossip Girl recap next week. I guess that's like the big
Yay, I'm
procedural
excited.
thing. So we'll be back next Friday. Follow Julia Gray, okay? on TikTok. I think we may build up some other socials
Yeah, I think
finally after
I think there
a
might
year and
be
a
a
half.
TikTok in this very episode that I'll cobble together.
Perfection. Well,
Amazing.
we love you.
Mwah.
How to end these shows ever.
We love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.